Jerry, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
How about that pile up yesterday on I-70?
Yeah, the pictures itself were just like wild because there were cars everywhere. I think it happened in the eastbound lane, but it shut down both west and eastbound.
Scary.
So,
a lot of looky-loos probably. Yeah, I mean, I see that 19 people were injured. Nobody died, I don't think.
No fatalities. Eight people had to go to the hospital. One is in serious condition, so we hope that they're okay this morning. Ooh. But yeah, it could have been a lot worse. Those pictures looked really bad, so grateful that it wasn't worse than it was. But it shut down I-70 for quite some time out there by the Eisenhower Tunnel.
Yeah, both lanes finally reopened around 8 p.m.,
Wow.
Does it say how long they was closed? It was like something like eight hours.
It was a long time because it was what, like, I think 1:30, 2 o'clock when that stuff started happening. Yeah. So, yeah, it was a long time.
The images I was seeing was pretty nuts because there was a Suburban, you know, a Suburbosaurus.
Yeah.
Like cocked up in the air, laying on top of two other vehicles. And
yeah.
I was like, wow, things got intense. How does that happen?
Yeah. I mean, the semi-truck's involved in it as well right there. So, yeah, a lot of things just going on.
Do we know how it started?
I don't, but you look again at the pictures and there's snow on the ground. It looks like there may have been some black ice or something. So in my mind, if I were to guess, I'd say some kind of inclement weather, but they haven't like came out and said what caused it.
Well, people always go way too fast on too. I mean, the rumor I heard
was there was an Amazon truck pulled over trying to chain up or something and he wasn't over far enough and somebody tagged him and that's where it started. Again, just rumor mill.
Yeah.
Don't quote me on that. That's just kind of what I've heard.
Yeah, that's the first I've heard of that. So, but I mean, it's really sketch on that, you know, pass going up to the tunnel. There's not a lot of room for you to be able to be off on the side anyway. So it's like, yeah, that's always an experience driving up to I-70
and
tunnel
and
there.
Yeah, you guys are right. I mean, like, it's like a racetrack up there sometimes.
Yeah.
The people flying up and down the hill.
Yeah.
You know, they just give it hell.
Well, and then it's been so warm. And then to have that weather hit, right? Like, people
you're not
are
used
still
to it.
Driving. Like it's spring, so yeah, it's something.
I instantly placed myself in that position, though. If you know, I was back a ways, and you're sitting there, and you're like, "Well, how long is this going to take? And what if you have some small kiddos in the car?
Mm-hmm.
People are hungry. You got to pee. Maybe you're low on gas. It's like, what do you do for the next 8 hours? You just got to suck it up, I guess.
And have you ever been stuck on I-70 in any kind of situation?
Not like that. I mean, I've been where it's been like real slow going up to Silverthorne or something, but not stuck.
So during COVID, I came to Denver to get Zoe, and on our way back, they shut down I-70 because of a rock slide. But we didn't know that, right? Like, we just knew that they shut it down and everybody was stuck in your spot because, I mean, if you're on a certain stretch of I-70 and there's no exit, you are literally just stuck there.
That's right.
You can't go anywhere.
That's right.
And it is so just, you feel helpless.
It's scary. You're claustrophobic.
That's exactly it. Because you don't know how long you're going to be there. I mean, all the things start running through your mind, especially during COVID because something crazy was happening every week, you know? So I was like, oh no, what is happening? But it is really unsettling. So you feel for the people who were stuck and dealing with this yesterday.
Goes back to a little bit of Colorado basics. You know, when you head up to the hills or whether you're going up or down, make sure you got snacks in the car, maybe some water. Water and some blankets, especially this time of year where the weather's unpredictable.
Yeah.
Maybe some Depends. I don't know.
I mean,
in this situation, is it okay to just cock your door open and just pee out the door? Is that okay?
I think you still try and find some kind of privacy, right?
A water bottle or something.
Because I know ski traffic, if it's bumper to bumper ski traffic, I've seen people get out of their car and just pee on the side there.
Those are college kids.
Again,
probably a circumstance where you can poop on the side.
A little privacy, if you can find a little bit of...
You open up, say you got a four-door car, you just open up two of the doors and you get in the middle there and just...
I don't know.
No?
I mean, if you want to end up trending on TikTok because you're peeing on the side of a mountain road, go ahead.
Taking a number two,
hey,
yeah.
TikTok famous, it's what it's all about right now, for sure.
Jerry, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
Katie, tell us about your adventure.
Oh, I went to a brand new waterfall, and I just needed to find a new one. There's 82 named waterfalls in the state of Colorado, and I'm on a mission to get to every single one. This makes number 28 for me, so I made my way up to Estes Park at Rocky Mountain National Park to find the one and only Alberta Falls, and I fell in love immediately. And it was a fun little trek because I made my way up there, and I got up there right around noon, and I was like, it's perfect. Like, it's not like prime hiking time in Rocky Mountain National Park. It should be fine. And I get up there and I start seeing signs that say Bear Lake parking is full. And this is where I need to go Alberta Falls. And so I go up to the place because, you know, at the national parks, they have the people in the little hut who you need to pay the money to and everything. And so I ask her, I'm like, is there any other way I can get to this waterfall? And she's like, well, no, but, you know, we have this parks pass. You can always come back. I literally bought a year-long National Parks pass because I want to go back. I was convinced I wasn't going to be able to see this waterfall. So I was just like, I have to make it so I can come back. Because I don't know if you know, it's $30 to get in for the day. It is $75 if you want to get into all Colorado National Parks for the year. And it's $80 if you want the entire country's National Parks. So I paid the $80, right?
Yeah, that's
what you do. So anyway, I'm driving up to Bear Lake Parking, and I keep seeing the signs. I'm like, Bear Lake Parking's full. Bear Lake Parking's full. And there's places you can pull off on the side and park, but I'm scared to do that. We're on a mountain road. I don't want to park my car on the side, you know? So I keep going, and sure enough, Bear Lake Parking is completely full, and I'm like sad. I was like, I came all the way to Estes Park. I'm not even going to be able to see this waterfall. So then I was like, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go to one of those other spots, and I'm going to go hike for a few hours and wait for some of these early hikers to wrap up their
day.
And take it down the mountain. So then they'll leave the parking lot. And I'm so glad I did that because I hiked for like 2.5 hours out by this other little park. And while I was there, I found this river trail that showed me a bunch of little mini waterfalls along it. And I was just almost like, well, this is amazing. Like, I'm so glad I did this.
That's cute.
It was just like, you know, a little adventure of mini waterfalls. And I loved that. But when I was done with that, I made my way up to the Bear Lake parking again. And still, all the signs were flashing. Bear Lake parking full. Bear Lake parking full. And I was like, I'm going to chance it. I'm going to go back up there. And it's like an 8-mile drive up back up to Bear Lake parking on a windy mountain road. So that is not 8 minutes. That's like a 25-minute drive to get back up to the parking lot. And I did it. And I'm so glad I did because I was able to park and go check out that waterfall. And if you haven't yet, it's absolutely gorgeous. Like, you can walk all the way up to the top. You can climb the rocks all the way up to the top of the falls. And each level on the way down, you can kind of stop and gaze out into the waterfall. Like, it was mesmerizing. And I'm so glad. Like, it made my whole day to be able to be out there and just kind of, like, absorb all of that nature.
It's
and
your happy
energy
place
from
for sure,
it.
Isn't it?
It is. And it, like, completely just set the tone for the entire week. And I can't wait to go back up there. So I'm so glad I got the parks pass. Because now here's the thing, too, is because she was naming off the national parks. And so she's like, you get into the sand dunes. You get into Black Canyon of the Gunnison. You can get into Garden of the Gods. And I looked at her. I'm like, I know that one's free. That one's free all the time. Don't you tell me Garden of the Gods. That's not going to get me in there. So, but anyway, I'm so glad I got it because I can just imagine my summer full of sand dunes and black canyons. It's going to be awesome. So, yes, it was a great, great trip. And Alberta Falls, if you haven't been, I highly, highly suggest it. It's worth that drive.
And where do you park?
Bear Lake Parking.
Bear
but you get,
Lake Parking.
You get there,
early
because, again, that fills up quick. But so excited.
Good
I was
for
able
you.
To go.
Yeah. Did you post all this stuff on the socials?
I haven't yet, but okay. I probably will.
All right, give us a follow. Jeremy, Katie, Josh on Instagram, and you can see Falling Water from Katie Cat.
Yay!
We'll deliver you a little smile and a bit of information with something we call PMI this morning. Three different stories, a positive, a minus, and something just a little bit interesting. Who's got the P today?
I do today.
Josh has the P.
This story is so cute. A New York couple is celebrating their 100th birthday together because they were born a day apart.
Aww.
So how cute is that? But then on top of that, right afterwards, in a couple months from here, they are celebrating 80 years together as a married couple this year. I can't even imagine spending 80 years with someone. They were both married at 20 years old, and they are turning 100, or they turned 100 a couple days ago, and their birthdays are one day apart. That is like you are meant to be. It's such a cute story. They went on to talk about George and Corinne, who are the married couple here, both living together still, and they talk about what allowed them to be a married couple for 80 years.
The couple shared their secrets to a long life with us.
Yes, dear. Yes, dear. Yes, dear.
And mine is, I let him say me, yes, dear. Yes, dear.
So apparently if you're an obedient husband, that will allow you to be living for a long time.
That's how you stay married. Okay. Yeah, exactly. You just agree.
So shout out to George and Corinne Klein, who have spent 80 years together. That's they both made it to the century mark.
That's adorable.
They can no longer play with Legos.
Oh, I don't want to be morbid, but you know that's going to be one of those stories, too, where they probably go within hours of each other.
Well, yeah.
That's
a very sweet story.
They're
connected
at the heart.
They really are.
Exactly.
They will probably end it all together.
So sweet.
Well, that sounded.
It was terrible.
How I meant it. But natural causes, of course.
Yes, exactly. We're celebrating George and Corinne.
Yes. Right?
Is it time to die? Yes, dear.
Okay. Yes, dear.
Yes, dear. Good night.
Okay. Well, the minus is an ex-supermodel who's come out and said that body positivity is a good thing, but to an extent, it could totally be a minus two, depending on how you spin it, right? So Kimmel Alexis, she was super famous like in the 80s and 90s, but she talks about body positivity and she says when you're thinking about it, you think this is me, this is who I am, I love myself, and that's where it should all start. But she says when you go a step further and say how can I improve, how can I make things better, how can I stay healthy or go towards health, that's the difference. Like people who are accepting themselves in the body positivity realm and saying this is just who I am and I don't need to change and I'm not changing, I don't care what society says, that's a problem. And we're seeing a lot of that, especially because social media and you're perfect the way you are. And there is a lot of that, right? Like we need to
be happy.
But that
can be dangerous to an extent.
It can be dangerous because it is just that. I mean, she says she believes it's unhealthy if you're overweight or too underweight and you're not where your body is designed to be, but you're still accepting yourself as that. Like there's self-love and then there's just being oblivious, right?
Yeah.
That's
kind of
what she's trying to say. As you can imagine, she's getting some stuff on the socials, right? People are accusing her of body shaming, and she's like, no, I'm just saying if you're unhealthy, being oblivious to it isn't making you body positive. It makes you oblivious. So,
and that weird mole on your face, you got to get that removed, okay? That is not a positive look. You got that big mole there on the side of your face. You got a little bit of hair coming out of it. Not
hairy
a positive
mole.
Look.
Wow, okay. Yeah.
Harry Mole, he's my accountant. You got to be aware of some things, right?
You need to be a little
my
self-awareness.
My mole is big and beautiful. Look at it.
Mole.
We can't miss it, Tina. We cannot miss it. It's right there. It's got a seat at the all-staff meeting.
Right? It sure does.
Good God. All right, that's great. Let's wrap things up with the interesting. There's a hot new phrase floating around. It's popping up on the old tiki-talkie. It is you the birthday. You the birthday. What does it mean? Well, like with a lot of things, the phrase can either be an insult or compliment, depending on the context. Now, calling somebody the birthday could be accusing them of suffering from main character syndrome, like somebody who's trying too hard or expecting birthday-like attention from everyone in the room, which we have dealt with here in this studio for the first part of the week. I will tell you that much right
now.
Oh,
shut up. It was my birthday.
You, the birthday.
Come on. That's when you have the birthday energy. Ooh. It's your birthday. Like, come on. Come off it, man.
Look at me. Or it can be a compliment used to describe a person who's kind of the whole vibe. Somebody who lights up a room and brings so much energy and joy, you just can't look away.
Okay.
Much like a birthday.
That's kind of
That's
weird.
Not it at all.
Yes, it is. Come on.
Think of very highly of yourself.
There's also a bunch of spinoffs like you, the funeral, and you, the belated birthday.
Oh, belated birthday. Oh, no.
It is kind of funny, though. Just labeling somebody the birthday. I don't think I would use it with the whole vibe thing. I would definitely use it for somebody with the main character syndrome.
Yeah, you would turn it into a negative for sure.
Yeah, I think so. It's a get over yourself and your mole.
Enough already.
Enough. There you go. There's your PMI this morning with JKJ at MIX.
Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
Well, by far the biggest local story is the cluster that happened on I-70 yesterday up there by the Eisenhower Tunnel. Mm-hmm. 70-car vehicle pileup. Left 19 people injured. Luckily, nobody was killed. I mean, when you look at the pictures in the video, you're like, how did everybody survive that?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. I saw a Suburbosaurus up in the air, like sitting on top of two other cars. And I'm just like, how does that happen?
No, the pictures are wild. And you're right. The fact that there were just some injuries. I mean, 8 people did have to go to the hospital and one person is in serious condition. So we hope they're doing okay this morning. But yeah, what a mess. And you were saying that allegedly you heard a rumor that it was like an Amazon truck on
the
side of the road.
That's what the rumor mill is saying, that they were just pulled over, chaining up, wasn't over far enough. Somebody clipped him and boom, chain reaction. Yeah. Again, I don't quote me on that. That's just kind of Facebook nonsense floating around.
Well,
so
they aren't saying anything on the news as far as what caused it. But again, if you look at the pictures, there's snow all over. So it looks like there was some kind of weather something.
Super slick. Yeah. Opened back up about 8 o'clock last night after being closed for several hours. And you put yourself in the position. If you're sitting in that traffic, like, what do you do if you got hungry kids in the car and you got to be somewhere.
Eat
you
don't the weakest one.
You don't have food. Yeah, you don't have blankets. You got to poop, you know?
Well, and what not only that, but the people who were far, far back and didn't know what was happening until they looked at the news.
That's
got to
be the frustrating
part.
It
is the uneasiness of it. Like, how long am I going to be here? Why am I here? What's happening? Yeah. You know? So thankfully, again, it's not worse than it was.
No word yet on how many Subarus were involved or how many California and Texas license plates were involved.
Flatlanders. We knew it was you.
I'm sure that will come to light eventually. Yeah. Okay, so get this. The Beepster was at Coachella, and of course they had a lot of Justin Bieber merchandise there. Well, a lot of people scooped it up after waiting hours in line to get any sort of merch.
Oh, I know.
Yeah, Baby Nana was there, your daughter.
Yeah, she tried to get me a Bieber crew neck for my birthday.
Did she get anything?
She got me a t-shirt.
Well, that's
but
good.
It was
that's
what
something.
Was left. So the t-shirt in question is, I'll wear it. I'll let you guys see it.
It's
you
a can, size extra small. No,
exactly.
It's a schmedium.
It's a crop top.
Yeah. That's what they were saying, that people were standing in line for so long. Once they got up there was just like, hey,
nothing.
You want a bracelet?
I know. No, it was. But again, that just goes to show you how much people love Justin Bieber.
I mean, really do.
Have a piece of him for his performance at Coachella. Yeah, I mean, they're going to hang on to that for the rest of their lives.
I want everybody to know I handmade each one of these hoodies.
Oh, yeah. No, we know that's
not
true.
There's a bit of DNA on each one of these tank
Haley
tops.
Might have.
Made with real
she's
tears.
Got her, yeah.
So anyway, people scoop that stuff up and get this now on eBay. So, Katie, if you want one. Let's see. The shirt with Beaver flipping people off sold for $90. That's a classy shirt to wear.
I know. Yeah.
It's going for about $200 on eBay. Whoa. The hoodies were $140. They're going for $400 now. And then some sort of plastic bag with Skylark on there, which is his label,
his brand,
I believe.
Yeah.
Sold for $5 at Coachella, going for $50, $60, $70, $100 now on eBay.
Wow. That is wild.
Y'all are crazy, man.
Good to be the Biebs, though.
You're all crazy.
Watch out.
Anything else I want to tell you? We have got to talk about this principal in Oklahoma. This kid came in. I'm not going to mention his name, but he was armed with 2 loaded pistols. Says that he had a beef with the principal and essentially wanted to kill him. The principal just straight up went linebacker on this kid, tackled him. The security footage is roaming around the socials like crazy right now, if you want to check it out. But held the kid down, knocked one of the pistols out of his hand, and just essentially laid on the kid until authorities showed up. But truly a hero principal.
Absolutely.
Just charged this kid.
Oh, how heroic. I mean,
my screen froze up, of course. But I think he might have been shot in the leg as he was attempting to tackle this kid.
It looks like it got him somewhere. I saw that too.
Yeah, my screen froze.
The video is incredible, though. I mean, for him to just audit, like, it looks like he looked at the student for a split second and just went in for the tackle.
Didn't hesitate. I mean, a much bigger guy, of course, than the student. Just boom, tackled him down and just held that kid down.
Oh,
so
that's the kind of principal you want.
That's
for
a
your
hero,
kids, right? Yeah. Like, oh,
that's
gosh.
That's a hero. Give him a trophy. Give that guy a raise. Give him
Absolutely.
Some time off. He's the man. So.
Yeah, we're going to need you back tomorrow.
No,
we're
going to
need you back tomorrow.
Yeah. How's that leg?
What's the sports stuff?
Yeah, this is exciting. So Avs and Nuggets are officially in playoff mode. Avs have one more home game against Seattle on Thursday, but after that, heading straight into the playoffs. And the Kroenke Sports is doing something really cool here. For a lot of the fans that can't get into Ball Arena for the home and away games, they are doing something at the Chopper Circle outside. It's right outside of Ball Arena. It's a little walkway. They're putting up a 20-foot video board, food trucks, music, and it's all for up to 3,500 fans. All you need is a digital pass. It's free, but you can go for the first couple rounds there and watch the teams play in the playoff run, which is really
cool. In the what?
The
playoffs.
What a drop. I didn't know you
love
had that.
I love that you have that. I'm waiting for
Jim
you to
Mora.
Go to intramurals, brother.
I'm pretty tapped in, you guys. I'm tapped in with sports stuff.
Just wait.
You
don't what even team know. Was that for, Jared?
A good one.
So yeah, if you can't make it inside Ball Arena, they are throwing some watch parties for you right outside, okay?
Yeah,
so get
neat.
There.
They're closing down 9th Street and 11th Street Chopper Circle right there for all of the festivities. So it is. If
Which
you can
they
get
have,
a ticket to the game.
Yeah, they have names for them. And for the Nuggets games, it's Basecamp 5280. And
Woo-hoo!
Then for the Avalanche games, it's Avs Alley.
Let's go, Nuggets!
Let's go!
What are they doing this for?
The playoffs!
There it is. Playoffs?
Saturday at 1:30, by the way. It'll be, initiated first because the Nuggets will tip off against Minnesota. So
I'm so excited.
There you Nuggies.
Go. Okay, hey, guys, guess what?
What?
You can't light honey buckets on fire.
No.
You can't.
Well,
it's
there goes my afternoon.
No, just don't do it. Cops in Netherlands are looking for an arsonist who set two porta potties and a tree on fire at Chipita Park. They just rolled up to it.
That's
and the
deal.
Tree was partly on fire. Both of the porta potties were engulfed with flames. They were able to put it out, but they're still looking for that person responsible. So if you know anything, they're asking you to say something and call Fire Marshal Jocelyn.
What a
That's
gig.
That's what I know. They put that in the story.
What a gig having to put
no
that fire out,
info.
Too.
I know,
you know,
right?
Those that are hitting them with those fire hoses that can knock people over, and they're blowing out a honey bucket
I
with
know.
That? There's fecal
exactly.
everywhere.
And the smell.
Oh,
like,
God.
Yeah, you know that is a fire that they were not looking forward to putting out. But they are still looking for the people responsible for that. So if you
Good.
Know anything...
Get
Let them know.
Get them.
The road to one of Colorado's most famous 14ers, Mount Blue Sky. It's going to reopen for the first time since 2024.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
They had to close it because of water drainage issues and buckling in the road, but they have since fixed that. And I know a lot of people who like to go up there, especially driving, because that's one of the ones that you can drive up to. So people who aren't like... There's a lot of people
generally
who don't
I take
like
a hot
hiking.
Air balloon up there.
Well, no, I'm
oh,
just
good
saying
call.
Yeah. A lot of the 14ers you have to hike a good portion of the way. With Mount Blue Sky, you can drive up to the base of it, and it's a lot more leisurely than a lot of the hikes.
That's
so,
my type of 14er.
That's what I'm saying.
Same
it's
with
like,
Pikes Peak.
They've been waiting for
there,
this
yeah.
road to open up for quite some time. So again, first time since 2024.
That's exciting.
If you're into it, it's
they
very
have honey
exciting.
Buckets up there. I'm
I threw
sure
up in there on Mount or Blue Sky
in a honey bucket.
No, I threw up on top of the mountain.
It was a college thing.
Oh, that'd be awful. Could you imagine? Throwing up in a porta potty? Oh, thank
no,
goodness.
Drinking
I've
a lot
never
of Arbor Mist.
It splashed back on my face.
Oh, yeah,
it's so gross.
I can taste it.
Are we going to talk about Restaurant Week right now? Oh. I really want to talk about this, though, because it's Westie's Restaurant Week.
What the heck is that?
Westminster. So just like Denver Restaurant Week, where all the restaurants in town, they've got a specific menu that you can order from, and it's tiered. So they've got $15 options, $25 options, $35, $45, and $55. And so with each, they've got like three courses, so you can try things and come back and, you know, visit the restaurant. So in Westie, quite a few restaurants that I love are participating, like Jim's Burger Haven. I was just telling you guys about how much I love that place. And I love Westminster. That's actually where the baby Nana graduated from. Westie Wolves. Go Westie
oh, no
Wolves.
Way.
So yeah, that five-tier menu, again, 15 to 55 bucks, and that starts on Friday. So if you're looking to get into another restaurant week, Westminster's gotcha. And all there's right. all kinds. I mean, we're talking all the cuisines, too. So whether you're looking for American food, Chinese food, Italian, across the board, they've got you with Restaurant Week. So
we are going to be talking about food coming up at about 8:20 today because the NFL draft is this month, and we're going to be doing the appetizer draft.
Yeah.
On this here morning show.
Picking our favorite apps.
I'm already excited about
Tap
this.
My
mouth is watering.
Yeah, no, I'm excited.
There you go, guys. There's your Mile High Hype with Jeremy, Katie, and Josh. You are now officially in the know.
Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
Well, now the camera's going over to Katie Cat, because I guess there's an issue going on with baby Nana, her daughter. Baby Nana's all butt hurt right now,
She is. Well, it's because I got tickets to go see Sublime on Saturday, and I'm like beyond excited. That is my favorite band of all time, and so I'm very pumped to go. She is guilting me into bringing her with me.
I mean,
to the point where she's like mad. She's like, okay, I'm going to mute all your stories. That's what she told me she's going to do, because I told her I don't want to have to be a mom when I'm out there trying to flirt with people and let my hair down.
And they're your tickets.
Exactly. Like, I just feel like, one, she's getting back from the biggest concert high of her life from going to Coachella.
Oh,
so it's like, she can take a few days off and let me go enjoy this with my friends. Yeah, right? Like, I think she's a little bit off base with this one, because I thought she was kidding at first. And I was just like, oh, you want to come hang out with your mom? And she's like, Mom, it's Sublime. It's our favorite band. And if you remember, she came down to Colorado Springs with me to see Bradley's son, Jacob, in his solo band Jacob's Castle. So she's been to a few shows with me in this regard, but this show in particular, like, I just don't want to have to be a mom. And she doesn't get it. Like, that sentence in itself makes her mad. What do you mean you don't want to be a mom? And I'm like, no, but I don't. Like, I want to go to Red Rocks. I want to
tear it up
a
little bit.
Tear it up and not
put on your leather pants.
It's not only that. It is anytime I am in the vicinity of baby Nana, the mom comes out.
Yeah, naturally.
You can't control it.
Yeah.
Like,
you want to be on your best behavior, too, in front of your daughter, right?
Also, I'm going to put her needs ahead of mine. That's just how it is. Like, if she needs something to drink, I'm going to go get it for her. I'm going to miss a song because I have to go, you know, help out baby Nana. And that's just how I am as a mom. Like, I can't turn it off when she's around. I have to put the mom hat on. And so I kind of explained that to her. I was like, there is no differentiating between the two when it comes to, you know, going to the concert and just, quote, turning the mom off. It can't happen like that.
Yeah, you are going to be in mom mode.
You just are, no matter what.
You're
going to
be worried, like, where's she at? What's she doing?
She at?
How much is she drinking?
Exactly.
Is she smoking a cigarette over there? Is that a vape?
I know.
Did she just do a line of cocaine?
No, wait a minute.
Is that a triple kiss I see?
No.
It's a Red Rocks concert.
It's more so because of what I will be doing, and I don't want to have that in the back of my
mind. What you're
going to
be doing, is that a triple kiss I see?
Ooh.
Is that a line of cocaine?
You know what?
Are you vaping?
Exactly. Mama's going to go have fun.
Well,
so,
and not to mention, it is your favorite band. I mean,
of
you
all
just
time.
You adore Sublime.
Yes.
It's your favorite. It is your time to just go out and be you. She does not need to tag along at all.
No.
How many tickets did you get?
I got four.
Oh, she could tag along.
No,
totally. You got four tickets.
I got four tickets, and so that's where I'm like, I feel like I can.
Who are you taking?
I'm bringing my friend Amy, my friend Violet, and I have my other friend who is like contemplating whether or not they can go. They have something that they have to cancel.
So if they bail out,
I have an extra ticket. And that's kind of where Zoe was like, you have to give that to me.
You can just
daughter.
Make it up and say, I'm going with you. She's like, yeah, Jeremy's going to go.
Yeah, she
Jeremy's
won't believe
gonna.
That.
Oh, I'll call her.
Well, you, okay.
I'll text
so
her on the
we'll
gram.
We'll tell baby Nana that Jeremy's taking the final ticket, and that'll go over very well with the baby Nana. But no, she is like in my kitchen about it. She's making me feel bad, and I feel like this is something I can stand up and be like, no, I just feel like this one, I don't know.
She does this a lot to you, though, where she makes you feel bad and then you cave. And it was like, not too long ago, she's like, I'm hungry and I wish somebody would make me dinner.
I know.
If I only had somebody to make me dinner.
And I did.
Like, I'll make you dinner. And then she came over and laid on the couch while you catered to her.
I did. Yeah. Well, that's what a mom does, though, especially when they're adults and they have the power to come see you or not. So it's like when she does come see me, I don't want to put her to work.
Really?
So
she couldn't like even set the table?
She doesn't. Well, she did. Like, she
you told me she laid on
things.
The couch on TikTok.
Well, I made it. But like,
and afterwards,
I'm hungry,
like, she
mama.
Didn't help me make it, but
mama,
she did help
hungry.
Set the table and stuff.
Yeah, I agree, mama.
But no, it just like to me, I want to do everything I can for her. I'm just trying to put my own needs first for once. And this is a selfish reason, just because Sublime is my favorite band of all time. So that's kind of why I'm like,
I like that you're staying strong right now.
Yeah.
You're being forceful. I guarantee you, you're going to cave, though.
I know. I have a feeling. I have a feeling.
Hey, come to Red Rocks. But what if she does come and she is off doing her own thing?
Yeah.
I mean, you don't have to worry about her. She's just drove to California.
I know.
You could give her the ding-dang ticket, and she could go wander around and meet new people and do her own thing. You won't even know she's there.
And she said
until
that.
You text her and say, I'm so stoned, you need to drive me home.
Why would I text the baby nun on that? Mommy's loopy.
Mommy feels dizzy right now.
Mommy's dizzy and hungry.
Mommy just made out with happy. A man and she has no idea who he is. Now he won't leave her alone.
Come take care of Mommy.
But you know what? All that being said, you should truly, though, try to stand up to her this time because you cave so much. You got to be your own person at this point.
Yeah. Well, it's funny when I told her about that I got tickets and that I wanted to bring my friends instead. She immediately, again, got in my kitchen, and I thought she was kidding at first. I really did. And so it's just like trying to fight. Like when she got mad at me, I felt so bad.
Julie on the text line, don't cave in. Shelly said, come on, Katie, put on your big girl panties and be the mom and say no.
I know. And the thing is, they're general admission tickets. So you're right. I could give her her ticket and she could go do her own thing and I wouldn't have to be around.
But she's very entitled and, you know.
Not entitled.
It's all how you raise them, Katie.
Well, she was raised in radio. So she's like, you've got a ticket. Give it to me.
This time, I want you to put your foot down.
Okay.
Julie says, I finally agree with Jeremy. Oh. Shut up, Julie. Whatever.
Thanks, Julie.
Julie's on my side, Katie. Well, good luck with all that. Let us know how it goes.
Thank you.
All right.
Okay.
Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
Well, it's definitely no secret that we work for Kroenke Sports and Entertainment, big sports company, and I've gotten a lot of major awards from this company because I am by far the biggest sports fan in this company. I'm pretty tapped into the sports scene.
Huh.
And I figure that's why I should lead off the draft topics that we've been doing the past couple weeks.
You, big sports guy, huh?
I'm pretty tapped in. Huh. The NFL draft is coming up on Thursday, April 23rd. That's when it kicks off in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Dang.
First time since 1948 at that location. Did you guys know that?
Look at you. I didn't know that.
I'm pretty tapped in.
I am kind of shocked right now with the words coming out.
Mouth open. Yeah.
No big deal. I just, you know, and I try to not talk about this stuff too much.
Well, what else you got? Keep going here.
Well, last week we dipped our toe into the celebrity best friend draft, and we come up with our three best celebrity best friends. That we drafted live on the air, and we're like, we should do this again. What can we pick that people absolutely love? And old foodie across from me was like, let's do food.
Yeah.
So let's do our appetizer draft
today
in honor of the 2026 NFL draft that is happening this month. Raiders get to pick first. Did you know that?
Dude, you're crushing it.
Yeah, I'm tapped in.
What do you think about Fernando Mendoza, though, going first
overall? That guy, overrated.
How
he mails
dare
it
you.
In. That guy mails it in.
They said next Joe Burrow, though, Jeremy. I mean,
come on.
He's fragile, too. He's got fragile knees.
No, the arm of a cannon.
Look back at his high school career. He's got fragile knees.
Oh, okay.
All right, so diving into the appetizer draft this morning. We'll do three different rounds. We can each pick three, okay?
Okay, deal.
First round. All right, Katie, you get to go.
Okay, I want to pick a solid standard appetizer that's pretty much on every list, wherever you're going to American, Chinese food. You're going to find the cheese sticks, right?
Oh, the cheese stick.
Mozzarella. It's funny. I never used to be a fan of the mozz stick, honestly.
How dare
you? I mean, it wasn't my favorite. It's not my go-to. But then it started trending. Chili's in particular, mm-hmm. where, you know, you'd see the cheese pull. The cheese pull is where
that
it's
cheese
at.
It's got game.
The funny thing is so I haven't had Chili's cheese sticks or mozz sticks for years, for almost decades, I bet. So, but Sonic has a stellar
You're going with the Sonic
mozz
cheese stick?
And I think it's because they put everything in the same fryer. So it's got some like cinnamon notes to it. You know, there's a corn dog flavoring in there somewhere. So I like Sonic's mozz sticks because they've got a little bit of everything in them along with that cheese pull. So they get my vote.
All right, Katie, pulls from Sonic in the first round. Josh, who are you pulling?
I love it. I'm going to go with a classic, the buffalo chicken dip. I love me some buffalo chicken dip.
That was going to be my pick.
So good.
You got to him before me.
This one specifically from a local bar around here, Sportsbook Bar and Grill, right off Arapahoe.
Okay.
Fantastic. I love it. I will get that every time
I go
there.
Let me ask you, what are you dipping into it? They got a chip? Is it a pita bread? Is it your fingers?
They have a pita bread. Just my fingers. No, they have a pita bread chip, and then I always love the cauliflower. Put a little cauliflower in the buffalo chicken dip, and it's so dang good.
Yeah? Good.
You put your purse on the floor, and then you dig right in.
All right. No. They're good.
Well,
it's yummy.
Cauliflower's a good choice.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's hearty. It's a hearty
veggie.
Did
you say you're going to a sports bar, you're ordering chicken dip.
Yeah.
Buffalo chicken dip.
Absolutely.
And then you're like, hey, give me a side of cauliflower with this.
Yeah, low carb, but still
you do
nice
you, buddy. You sit to pee. That's fine.
Tasty. Oh.
All right, who am I going to pick in the first round? The first round, I think I'm going for a local restaurant here as well. I'm going to go with Lariat Lodge University.
Okay.
And I'm going for their smoked wings.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
And you know why? Because it says right there on their menu, they have a proprietary poultry rub, and I will eat anything with a proprietary poultry rub on it. Not only are the wings excellent there, they got this Applewood smoked blue cheese that you dip them in.
Yummy.
That's what I'm going with.
That
all
sounds
day
amazing.
Long. So you in that place too, you get the six, and then you can just keep ordering single wings too if you got hankering for just a few more.
Oh, I love that. I didn't know that.
Mm. All right, so Josh
get
has
your wing on.
Chicken dip. Katie's got the Sonic cheese stick, and I got these smoked wings. Let's go for round two.
Okay,
who are you picking in the second round?
So I'm kind of a toss up here because my last two, I feel like I love them equally, but I'm just going to throw it out. Lettuce wraps are pretty up there in my book.
Didn't see this one coming.
So, well, chicken lettuce wraps, the Asian lettuce wraps from like P.F. Chang's. A lot of people are familiar with them from their menu, but I loved these so much that I just go home and make my own. Like, this is something that I actually have a recipe for. I've perfected the chicken lettuce wrap, and it's actually got, if you want to know my secret, it's got a blueberry glaze that you drizzle on top.
Yeah,
and
sounds
it just,
as good as that cauliflower.
It gives it that sweet note that you need with like the Asian spices and the soy sauce, right, which brings the salty. So no, it brings it all
you can have
together.
The lettuce wrap.
I'm telling lettuce wrap is bomb.
I don't think we'd want to pick the lettuce wrap in our round.
Okay, well, whatever.
Good luck this season.
You can eat it.
Good luck.
Going 2-14 over here.
Weak. That player is weak. Joshua, you picking in round two?
Okay, this one might be a little odd as well, but I love it. Saltwater Social. Have you ever been there? Cherry Creek area.
No.
They're crab cakes.
A crab cake
to die for.
I tell you, I didn't see that one coming either.
Yeah,
dude. Well, it's not the the one that you'd normally see, but their crab cakes as an appetizer, I could eat seven and then go home and not even need my actual dinner.
Ugh.
They're so dang good. I will order them every time.
I'm not mad at that.
Love them.
That's a solid pick for 2026.
Does it make it good because there's not a lot of filler in it? It's a lot of lumpy crab meat.
No, it's
well, no, but that's what makes a good crab cake.
The lumpier, the better.
It's an excess.
Just like my women.
It's an excess of crab meat, and that's what it is.
And that's what you need.
So crabby.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's, yeah.
Apologies to all the lumpy women.
Makes for a good cake.
That was Jeremy.
I know.
All right. Who am I picking in the second round? I think I'm going to go with Buffalo Wild Wings Tech. They have got the fried pickles with the Southwestern Ranch dressing.
I wanted to say those.
That's a solid second round pick.
But are
right
they the slices or the spear?
Nope. Oh, no, you got to go slice.
The
okay,
slice.
Good,
yes. Spear's too much. Too much pickle.
Too much.
Spears are for idiots.
It's way too much. The spear, the hot pickle will get you.
Yeah, you don't
want
that.
It's the juice that like,
the juice.
It hurts your mouth.
Too much juice.
Way too much juice.
I want more
juice.
Crisp than
exactly.
juice in the second round.
Yes. And
from
the sauce.
Buffalo Wild Wings Tech.
The sauce makes it all. Like,
yep.
That's the thing.
Sure
the sauce is what does it.
What you got, Katie Cat?
I'm on the clock, and I'm picking those Bang Bang Shrimp, though.
Oh,
yes.
Oh, no.
And you can find them everywhere. So Bonefish Grill has a good version of it. But I am going to give a shout out to a restaurant over on the Western Slope, a sushi spot called Suhiro's. Mm. If you're ever in Grand Junction, you need to go there. They have the best Bang Bang Shrimp, and they can all, you can also get Bang Bang Scallops.
It's also fun to say.
It is fun to say, but it is so just like crispy and juicy, and the sauce sauce that they put on it, the mix of coconut and like the Japanese mayo. It is so tasty.
Did you say it was bang bang sauce?
So it's just like the mixture of the, yeah, I think it's the Japanese mayo, little coconut and sriracha.
Can you get some bang bang sake with it?
Bang bang sauce. I'm sure you could, you know, pour me out some sake, homie. But yeah, it is to die for. And again, something I've learned to make at home because I love it so much. So
bang bang shrimp.
Bang bang shrimp.
With bang bang sauce and bang bang saucy.
Bang bang.
And you can bring a date and go home and what? Josh, what are you picking in the second round? Or check that, third round.
Third round. I think my third is the strongest. I saved the best for last. This is coming from the Parker Garage. So right off Main Street, they have these pork dry ribs. It's a salt and pepper crusted pork dry rib that are just like little bites. And they come with a side of Brussels sprouts with them. And these shaved parmesan, the chili
vegetables.
Flakes. And
Brussels sprouts,
agrodolce
you went
sauce.
From cauliflower to Brussels sprouts,
dude.
You're
gonna have a horrible understand season. How
no.
good Brussels
you're gonna have
sprouts
a horrible
are.
Season too.
Brussels sprouts.
Your entire team has gas.
But still,
who cares? That makes us run faster.
Yeah, and Brussels sprouts are like the sexiest veggie.
They're
like,
so good.
The glaze that comes on.
Yes,
them
the agrodolce sauce.
That is not a sexy veggie.
It's a sexy
who
vegetable.
Who says that?
I do. It's
they're
a sexy
so good.
Veggie. It is.
I could eat 4 pounds of them.
Oh, Brussels sprouts.
What's it called?
Parmesan?
Ribs and Brussels
ribs and
sprouts.
Brussels sprouts. Dry ribs and no, I'm going to bring them in. You will love them.
I don't want to.
They
thank you.
Stuff
so
your face.
Those will go right in the trash.
No.
You can bring the dry rub in, though.
Yeah,
I'm a big fan of a dry rub rib. Oh. All right, so there you go. There's your third round pick. My third round pick for the 2026 appetizer draft. I'm digging deep, guys. I'm going to Maggiano's State. Maggiano's State. I've been following this app for years.
Yeah.
It's a solid app. A lot of people
their
like it.
Their sophomore year. Boy.
Boy,
what
oh
a
boy.
Year.
Good old Maggiano's State. Stuffed mushrooms all day long. The stuffed
of
mushrooms.
Course.
Speaking of gas.
Yeah, what?
They bring it out. It's filled with all those cheeses and that crispy breadcrumb crust on top. Are you kidding me right
good.
Now?
Italian seasonings with that mushroom. Oh, just knock
man.
It out of the park.
Maggiano's State has got it going on.
Yeah, they do.
Thank you very much.
They're the reigning champs, aren't they?
Well, pretty much. Pretty much. I love that app. It's got a good family, good background, good grades.
Good grades.
Good family. 4.0.
Good family. It's a solid app right there. There you go, guys. There's your 2026 appetizer draft courtesy of JKJ at Mix 100. Can I just tell you right now how fun this week of Fast Five games have been? Our listeners have just been spot on. So happy to be on the air with us. A lot of good energy. It's just been all around a good time, I feel like.
Yeah.
So let's bring it again today. Let's do some Fast Five. Give us a call right now. Always looking for the newbies. People that have never called in before, maybe are a little nervous. Your kids have been bugging you, and you're like, oh, I don't want to do that. Come on. It's a lot of fun. Become a little radio superstar for a few minutes. We turn it into a podcast later. You can hear it on a podcast. Send it to your friends. 303-691-1MIX. 303-691-1649 is how you get in the studios for Fast Five, all brought to you by our good friends at Bally's Casino Blackhawk. Best value with $5 blackjack and $5 menu items daily. We'll get you on the air, we'll get to know you a little bit, and then I'll toss a category at you and start a 10-second timer. Within those 10 seconds, you got to give me five things that have to do with that category. You think you can pull it off? 303-691-1MIX. 303-691-1649. If you get placed on hold, do not hang up. Katie, give us some examples.
Okay, you've asked for things like five characters from the Addams Family or five things that you'd find in your kitchen that start with a B. The one that won it yesterday was Dane, who was able to guess five parts of the digestive system.
He was good.
Saying your favorite word and everything.
Oh, don't say it.
To win it. And that's it. We never know what you're good at, so that's the beauty of Fast Five.
It really is. You might get something that you're an expert at, or you might get a stumper, but that's the charm of the game. But call in 303-691-1MIX, 303-691-1649. And how about those Red Rocks tickets?
Yeah, you're going to see Wiz Khalifa at the best venue on the planet.
If
black
you win.
And yellow, black and yellow. This is Monday, April 19th is where you're going to see when you're going to see him. And yeah, that's what you win with Fast Five all week.
Good luck, everybody. 303-691-1649. 49 will hopefully get you on the air here with JKJ. Looks like Bree has been holding a minute. Hi, Bree.
Oh, wow. I'm first.
Hi. Oh, well, you don't have to be. I can put you back on hold if you want.
No, I mean, I'm here.
You just want to knock it out? Let's get her done.
We'll knock it out.
What are you doing? You heading to work or something?
I am heading to work. I just got started.
What do you do?
I am a mobile dog groomer.
Oh,
yeah, we've talked to a few mobile dog groomers on the air.
What's your favorite kind of dog to groom, Bree?
You know, the ones that give, like, big floppy kisses, like Labs, or the ones that are just, like, super squishy. Yeah.
Well, that first one describes me, and the second one actually describes Katie.
It's squishy, so. Squishy all day.
And I love big sloppy. I love big sloppy kisses. Labs are my favorite. I still want a chocolate lab, and I want to name him Clark. Clark the Lab.
Clark.
I would love a yellow lab. Oh. I have a birthday picture. I used to work at a dog daycare, and it's me and, like, probably 10 labs. And I'm just in the middle between all of them.
In heaven.
So cute. I had a yellow lab growing up. By far the best dog ever, Bree.
Same.
They're the best.
Yeah.
They're so good.
Labs are so great.
All right. What do I have for you? Boy, I feel like you might know this one since you probably travel around a lot. Do I want to give you this one? Oh, why the heck not? You might get right out the gate. You might win. In 10 seconds. Okay. Your letter is L. Like lollipop. In 10 seconds, give me 5 cities or towns in Colorado that start with that letter L. Go.
Oh, no.
I am so surprised since you have a mobile dog grooming unit. I feel like you'd hop over to Lakewood or Littleton.
Or Loveland.
Oh,
easy.
Loma.
I live in one of those.
Oh, Bree, you totally seized
up. You live in one of those.
Which one do you live in?
Littleton.
Yeah, you're out in Little Fun with me. All right.
Oh, no.
It's before 8 a.m. My brain isn't totally
Boy,
processing.
You crap the bed on that
it.
One, Bree.
Because there's a lot just here on the Front Range alone. So.
Well, Bree, it was awfully nice talking to you, and you have a good day with all those doggies.
Oh,
okay?
You guys have a great day. Thank you.
Thanks,
Bye,
you too.
Bree.
Bye, Bree.
Oh, man, I thought for sure she's traveling around all day, right?
Oh, man.
Oh, we got a Katie on the line. Hi, Katie.
Hi.
R. Katie. Say hi to Katie on the line.
Hi, Katie.
Katie on the line. Say hi to Katie in the studio.
Hi. We're used to it.
I know. This is always so fun,
huh? This is cute. This is so cute. My screen says you're just hanging out today. You're not doing anything?
I'm driving to work right now.
Nah, turn around and go home. They don't
so
need
much
you.
More fun. Yeah.
Let somebody cover for you today. Go have fun.
I wish.
If only, right?
I know, right? All right, what do I have? What do I have? Okay, I got a musical artist for you. Are you tapped into the music scene?
I try to be.
All right.
Let's see.
Well, I talk like this guy all the time on the air. In 10 seconds, give me 5 Justin Bieber songs. Go!
Sexy Back and...
Nope.
What? Justin Bieber? I don't know that. I'm too old for that.
No.
You had one Justin Timberlake song.
I know. It was like, well,
I had Justin Timberlake. I get him, because that's the one I know. I don't know.
I'm sorry. Well, tomorrow I'll do Justin Timberlake, okay?
Okay.
Poor Katie. All right. Bye, girl.
Bye.
See you later.
Bye.
Boy, 2 strikeouts so far. This is boom, boom, done and done.
Man.
Is it Axton?
Yes, it is.
Well, hi, Axton. Good morning.
Oh, good morning, you guys.
Well, good morning to you. What are you doing right now?
I'm at the dog park right now.
Oh, there you go.
More dogs.
What
Yay.
Kind of dog?
We've got a collie. Her name is Suki.
Suki the collie.
Is she named after True Blood, or is there something else?
We don't know. We picked her up from a foster organization.
Okay.
Okay, so it's just the name they came with.
Yeah.
Didn't bother
changing. It sucked.
We did a foster dog, and we changed the name immediately. She seems to be doing okay.
Yeah.
Every once in a while, we've had this dog for, I don't know, like 6 years now? I don't know. Every once in a while, the kids will call her by her original name just to see if she reacts, and she doesn't. So that name is gone. That name is gone. All right, Axton, yeah. You got a pocket full of little plastic bags right now?
No, I don't.
Oh, you're one of those people that leave the poop. Okay, that's cool. All right.
No, there's stations for it.
Sure, yeah, it's all right. We know you're leaving the poop. All right, in 10 seconds, dog boy, I need 5 traditional American muscle cars. Go.
Dodge, Ford, Ram.
No.
Well, then I have nothing for you.
You got nothing. Not a car guy,
oh,
huh?
Man.
No, I'm not. That's no. All right.
You never heard like of a Mustang or a Camaro?
Oh, yeah. I know Mustang. All right. But...
All right, Axon. Well, we're going to let you get back to leaving your dog's poop laying around, and you have a great day.
I clean it up, I promise.
All right. Hey.
All right, have a good one, guys.
See you later.
That's funny.
Hi, Clay.
Hello.
Hello. What are you doing? You going to work, too?
Yep, on the way.
What do you do for a living?
I am a civil engineer.
Hey, good for you. Good for you.
Thank you.
All right, let me see what I have for you. Oh, this is a good one. Do you like food?
Oh, I guess.
I mean, who doesn't, right? Okay, so your letter is C, like cupcake, okay?
Okay.
C. 10 seconds. I need 5 different seasonings that start with that letter C. Go.
Cinnamon. Oh, God.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no.
Man.
I'm going to hold on to that one.
We are not going
to
say anything.
No more. There's a buttload of them.
So many.
There's so many. I just couldn't think.
You hit us with a pretty solid one with cinnamon.
Cinnamon's a good one.
Pretty darn good.
That's an easy one.
Easy peasy. Clay, it was nice meeting you and talking to you. Have a great day.
Thanks. You as well.
Okay, bye, Clay.
We got Sam. Sam's been holding for a few minutes. Hi, Sammy.
Hello. I'm not feeling very confident right now.
Oh, no, really?
You haven't been able to get any of these?
No. Uh-oh. I got the 4 on the spices, and I was like, this is not going to go well.
Maybe you'll get something you're an expert at, Sam. You never know.
Maybe. Like... This is my kids' idea. They want me to do this every morning. Well, and good. Of course, they're out of the car now.
Smart kids.
I'll tell you what, Josh, we'll turn this into a podcast. Give your kids a shout out, and you can share it with them.
Okay, Iris, Odette, and Theodora, love you girls, but if I get this wrong, I'm going to be really pissed.
Daddy's going to blame it
Dad,
on you.
Dad, don't be pissed. We still love you.
Okay, fair.
All right.
That's funny, Sam. Fair. Okay.
Why does it say you're getting your car, something with your car on my screen? Serviced?
Yeah, I got to take it to Ken's up in Aurora and get it serviced.
Oh, there you go. That's all right. A little preventative maintenance. Yeah. Good for you.
You know it.
So you couldn't have done the muscle car ones?
I could have done that one. Yeah.
All right.
That's it, though.
Are you ready?
Yeah, let's see.
In 10 seconds, give me 5 seasonings that start with the letter C. Go.
Celery root, coriander, cinnamon, cilantro, and cumin.
Sam, yay!
He didn't repeat cumin, did he? No, he didn't.
No, we didn't repeat. No, celery root, cinnamon, coriander.
Yeah, I think
cilantro,
and
cumin.
You got that, Sam. All day, Sam,
now,
you got that.
Since you just
girls,
told...
I did it.
There it is. There it is.
He's not pissed. Yay!
Yay! You want the Winnie Win sound, Sam?
Let's do it.
Here's your Winnie Win sound.
Thank you, y'all.
Sammy, you did it, buddy. You did
it. That was
it.
All you.
I just wish your kids were in the car to see you win, my man.
I know. They don't even get to celebrate with me.
Darn it. Well, surprise them after school today and take them for ice cream, okay?
Yeah.
Will do.
All right, Sam, we're going to put you on hold, and our producer Josh is going to come back and tell you about those tickets to Red Rocks, a little night out, courtesy of JK.
Thank you all.
Thank you.
Thank you,
bye, Sam.
Thank you.
Hold on. Oh, what a good guy.
That was really fun.
Really good guy. Well, I hope everybody had fun. Good news is we'll play again tomorrow morning, 7:30 with JKJ.
J. She's got the mic, the moxie, and a brain full of Dr. Phil reruns.
She's on me like a duck on a June bug.
But can you take down Katie in pop culture smackdown?
This is Katie Crush.
It is time to play this silly little game. It looks like Lisa made it through. Hi, Lisa. Good morning.
Good morning. How's it going?
Well, we are super dupes. Do you know a lot about pop culture?
Not as much as I used to, and probably not as much as Katie, but I'm going to try.
Oh, that's all right.
You just got to bring it.
There's a few in here that are definitely old school, so you might be good
today.
It. Oh, I did it just for you, Lisa. Katie, anything you'd like to say?
Yeah,
to Lisa?
Good luck. I hope that you've got the odds in your favor today, Lisa.
Oh, very nice.
Made AB. Thank you.
Lisa, tell Katie to get the hell out of the studio.
All right, Katie, move it.
I'm gone.
Get it, girl. Skedaddle. All right, she's getting out of here, Lisa. She's taking her sweet time gathering her coffee and her blanket, her Xanax. She got her Xanax. She's taking that. All right. All right, she's in the next room. Lisa, I come up with the question, so there's no cheating. She's in a room where she can't hear anything, okay, so it's fair.
All right.
Best out of five wins. Ties go to Katie because she made up the rules, and then we'll find out if you're right or wrong once we bring her back in the studio, all right?
All right, I can't wait.
All right, let's get her done. This one is current, though. Here's your first question. Who is Kim Kardashian currently dating?
Ooh. I don't know. Is she back with Kanye?
You want to just put
I'm
Kanye?
I'm going to say Kanye.
Kay West. Okay, here is your second question for Katie Crush. Please tell me, what famous chef has the catchphrase, BAM!
Emeril Lagasse.
Your third question. What romance book model was also the spokesperson for I Can't Believe It's Not Butter?
Fabio.
Oh, he's so sexy. Here is your fourth question. What was Dexter's sister's name in Dexter's Laboratory?
Dee Dee.
And your fifth and final question for the crush. What salsa would never, ever be made in New York City?
Oh, it starts with a P.
Say it again, your phone cut out.
Pace? Is it Pace?
You want to go with Pace?
That doesn't sound quite right, but I'm going to go with Pace Picante.
All right. All right, it's time for part two of The Crush. Lisa, are you still with us?
I'm here.
How do you feel like you did?
I feel like I did pretty good.
I feel like you did pretty good, too. So, Katie, are you ready to play?
I'm ready.
All right, girlfriend. Okay. Here's a current question for you. Who is Kim Kardashian currently dating?
I see his face. I know he's a race car driver, but I don't know his name. I don't want to pass. I know it starts with an L. I'm going to say Lance.
It's Lance Bass, actually.
Oh, okay.
No. and Lisa, you said Kanye West. I was looking for Lewis Hamilton.
Lewis Hamilton.
Broncos minority owner, Katie.
Dang it.
Oh, boy, Katie.
Dang it.
Here's your second question. What famous chef has the catchphrase, BAM!
Oh, that's Emeril Lagasse all day.
Lisa, you said Emeril as well.
Yay, Lisa!
Yay,
You did good. Third question, what romance book model was the spokesperson for I Can't Believe It's Not Butter?
Oh, my brain sucks today. Like, I see him again. I see his long hair.
Lisa said he was chiseled. So sexy and she thinks about him all the time.
He's got the hair. It just like, it's
she says she lusts after him.
Fall.
Who wouldn't?
I can't remember his name.
All right, you going to pass?
Oh, Larry.
It was Lance Bass, actually. Lisa, tell her who it was.
Fabio.
Oh, gosh.
Lisa wants his body, she told us.
Oh,
you missed
Lisa.
It.
Lisa, did you get
she
bonus
was like,
points for
I
that?
I want his body so bad.
Don't tell my husband.
Yeah, I mean, she wouldn't shut up about it, Katie.
I remember that body, too. I feel you, Lisa.
She's like, I think her quote, when you weren't in here, she was like, give me that body.
Oh, jeez. Wow.
Said.
I believe it's not butter.
She said something about putting butter on his booty, and I don't know what that
meant. Yeah.
Taking a bite
out
of it.
I missed out when I was
You
in
missed
that
out.
Room, huh?
Lisa's been awesome. All right, here is your fourth question. What was Dexter's sister's name in Dexter's laboratory?
Ah, Dexter's laboratory. It's Dee Dee. Dee Dee.
Lisa also said Dee Dee.
Oh, yes. Good job. I love that show.
All right, fifth and final question for the crush. What salsa would never, ever be made in New York City?
Oh, this stuff's made in New York City. It's Pace, right? Yeah. Okay.
Now, Lisa, you hesitated, but you also said Pace as well.
Oh, Lisa!
Oh, yeah.
You came to play
Woo.
Today.
Woo. I'm doing the math.
I think Lisa won.
You got 4. Katie, you got 3
Lisa.
Today.
Woo.
Lisa, you crushed Katie today. You
oh,
won.
Bragging rights.
Yay!
Very nice. Very nice. And we all got that visual of you rubbing butter all over Fabio. So yeah. Thank you for that.
We all win.
You bet.
Very sweet of you. Here's what's going to happen, Lisa. I'm going to put you on hold. Josh is going to come back and tell you how you get those Alamo Drafthouse movie tickets and go have a
okay.
night out with the Hubs, courtesy of
okay.
JKJ, all right?
Thank you, thank you.
Thank you for calling and playing, Lisa. Hang tight for just
thank
a second.
Thank you, Lisa. Bye.
Boom, you got crushed today.
I know. Hell that always yeah. makes you feel good.
Feels real good. Feels real nice.
I'm glad Lisa was able to score some tickets, so that does make me yeah. feel good
we
about
will,
losing.
We'll definitely play again Friday morning right around 9:25 with JKJ. All right, we're going to get out of here. Big Rob is coming up next. Homie goes commercial free for 90 minutes. At 11:30, so make sure you throw Mix 100 on there at the office. And I'll give you guys a quick heads up. Tomorrow morning in the 8 o'clock hour, we're going to be giving away Nuggets playoff tickets.
What?
No.
Yeah. What?
And you're going to have to earn them, though. You're definitely going to have to earn them. I have an idea.
What?
Hey, we know people, okay?
That's a hot ticket.
We know people. We bought them on Nextdoor.
Okay.
So that'll be happening tomorrow morning with Jeremy, Katie, and Josh. Y'all have a great day, and we'll see you bright and early tomorrow. Bye.
Hey, bye.